This morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Talk a little bit about some fun things going on in Avoca this Saturday. They have Holidays on Main happening in Avoca, and Serena Reisgard is with us here this morning by phone to talk a little bit about some of those fun events. Serena, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine. Now, do you have a big group that's been working on putting these events together?
Well, there's four of us on the committee. That this is our fourth annual time to do the Holidays on Main event. There's four of us that get together, and we start meeting earlier in the year, and we just start making plans for activities to happen.
You betcha. Well, you know, we see a lot of these types of events that go on in many different communities around the area. This one kind of struck me because you've got some rather unique things happening.
We're so lucky that we have good participation from the businesses and the organizations in Avoca that and the surrounding communities that help us organize and get this all going.
Yeah, you bet. I want to talk about some of the actual events that you have planned for the day. It seems that penguins is kind of one of the overriding themes.
Yep, this is our second year for a penguin theme. We don't know what it's going to be next year yet, but we kind of change up the theme every 2 years just to keep things fun and exciting.
Is this something that you had good time with last year?
We did. The penguins were a fun theme, and this year we're actually having a live camel.
Oh, my. Okay, we'll get to the camel. Let's talk penguins, though. Will there actually be penguins there?
The Henry Dorley Zoo has this great live streaming program that we're going to have at the fire hall. It's our kickoff at 3 o'clock, and what they have is a webcam right in the penguin aquarium. And it'll be shown on a big screen with the microphone. Kids can ask questions. They can hear the penguins and see the penguins close up. It's a new thing that Henry Dorley Zoo came up with this year, and we're going to have it here at the fire hall.
That's always one of my favorite exhibits because it's just fun to stand there and watch. But to see the kids when you're at the zoo, you can almost never pull them away. They just really love watching all the funny stuff that these penguins will do. Very good. All right. So, and that starts at 3 o'clock Saturday.
And right. That's our kickoff from 3 to 4 p.m.
Okay. And that's at the fire hall. And now there are plenty of different things going on. I want to focus a little bit first on some of the events, the family type events that you have going on. Can you talk about some of the different things happening?
Well, the Junior Federated Organization will have the Penguin Waddles. It's a fun, easy race for kids to participate in with penguin beach balls. There'll be prizes for participants, and that happens right on Main Street down in front of the fire hall right after the Penguin Zoo program. And Santa will be on a fire truck with on the south end block with the Walnut fire truck will be down there giving rides, and the Hancock fire truck will be also there. They'll be down in front of U.S. Bank and in front of the hair factory. Stores will be open for families to go in and out, and they'll be handing out little giveaways and treats. The Penguin Pancake Supper at the Legion Hall is always a fun thing. Last year they had a group that had a good time. They made penguin pancakes and snowman pancakes. They were really fun. And the Rotary Club will be in there with a fun photo op. You can put on penguin masks and all kinds of penguin gear and take a fun family photo and get a postcard made. And I think they're selling wreaths in front. The Boy Scouts will be selling wreaths in the front of the Legion Hall also. In front of the library, we'll have a frozen bouncy house outside, and inside we'll have a fun indoor ice skating set up with the disco ball and Christmas music, and folks can come in and take a look at our trees that are decorated, and the angel tree will be set up that evening, so you can take an angel off the tree and go buy a gift for a needy child.
Wow, you talked about having four volunteers, basically, that kind of help to coordinate all of this, but it sounds like you've got a lot of hands involved in making all this happen.
Oh, yeah. It takes a lot of participation from all the organizations to make all this happen. The Legion's always so cooperative with us and doing a fun pancake supper for us.
You bet. And a lot of community groups and, of course, the businesses have to be involved in something like that, too. It can't work without them. So,
correct.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun stuff. Now, you've also got some things going on, kind of entertainment, too. I see the Cloggers will be out there.
Yes, after the Penguin Waddle races, the Cloggers will come. There's, I think, 45 participants, and they do their different groups, and they do dancing in the street. And then the live nativity, the Bethlehem Walk will start down at the flower shop on the south end of Main Street. And we just ask folks to fall in line behind Mary and Joseph and come up Main Street. We'll end up behind the post office there. It's all lit up in the big star on the top, and that's where the 4-H petting zoo is. And then the live nativity pageant will happen there. And then when that's done, we hope folks go on down to the United Church and sit inside and get warm. There will be a bell choir, and also the men's choir will be singing, and that's always a fun way to end the program.
I see you've also got for the teenagers a scavenger hunt that will go on as well.
Yes, the student council at the high school is putting that together, and they should meet in front of the Legion Hall. And I think everything they need to do for the scavenger hunt would be right down here around Main Street, and that's at 4 o'clock.
Okay, very good. You touched on the parade of trees there at the library, too. Is that something that a lot of folks have put together?
We have trees that are decorated pretty much every year. We have a memory tree that folks have donated ornaments in memory of someone they've lost in their family, a loved one. The Women's Auxiliary always does a great red, white, and blue tree. It's always fun to see that. The 4-H comes in, and they all decorate a fun tree. The Junior Federated this year are having a mitten tree that they've donated mittens, and then after this Christmas season, the mittens will be donated to the school and to some clothing pantries.
Oh, very good. Now, Serena, I should ask, too, are you raising any funds through any of this?
No, everything is free to participants. The Historical Society will be giving out free s'mores in front of the courthouse with their antique fire truck all lit up, and they'll have a live Dalmatian. We just try to make it a fun family event to kick off the holidays, to remember to shop small that Saturday, support your local businesses. It's just a fun time to get out and see your neighbors and kick off the holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I want to circle back around. You said there was going to be a camel.
Oh, yeah. There is certainly a live camel. Zebediah T. Camel is coming to town, and he will be walking around the sidewalks. He'll also be at the petting zoo, and then he will participate in our live nativity pageant.
How in the world did you come up with a camel?
We've had live reindeer a couple of years, and everyone just loves the live animals. It's a great photo op for families, and kids just love seeing live animals. And so one of our members, Sandra Day, in our committee, she always seeks out where we can get these exotic live animals, and this year she came up with Zebediah Camel.
We will spare no expense, and we will turn over every rock to make sure that folks have a unique experience, huh?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then the nice thing is, and you mentioned this already, too, all of these events are meant to be family-type events. It's something you can bring everyone to.
Exactly. A lot of families will have relatives visiting from out of town for the Thanksgiving weekend, and the ladies of our committee have great memories of coming downtown to Avoca that Saturday after Thanksgiving with our families and our children and having a great family time, and so that's why we work to keep that tradition going.
Sure. So you don't lock the gates to the community. Everyone is welcome.
Everyone is welcome.
Very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and it sounds like you've put a lot of time and effort into coordinating a lot of this. And, Serena, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun for you and those other members to sit back and just watch so many people having a good time.
Yes.
Well, have a great start to the holiday season, and we hope you have a very merry and profitable Christmas there in Avoca this season. Thank you so much for putting together the Holidays on Main event this Saturday, November 25th. Hope everyone comes out and has fun.
The weather's supposed to be beautiful again, like it has been the last 3 years for us, so it'll be a great time.